the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Glad you're here. This is the radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski, and we're glad you're here, too, to reach Dr. Mike on the phone. 877-711-5211. Email is udocs@gmail.com, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S @gmail.com. Our affiliates all over the country, thank you for letting us spread the good word every week. And we thank you for listening on one of our great affiliates all over. And iHeartRadio. We're on iHeartRadio. Daily Pulse that allows you to customize your listening experience for information you want and you need. And you may get on iHeartRadio Talk at Radio MD or You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk, a special news and update section that you can customize. iHeartRadio.com. Download an app. Or go to the web. When you go to the web, click Talk in the main menu and search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I can't think of any more ways to reach us. But those are enough ways, certainly, to get the word out about this show weekly. Coming up at 35 minutes after the hour, Dr. Mike, a return guest. Who is he?
It's Rich Carmona. He's the former, I think he was 17th Surgeon General of the United States. He's actually a good friend. He was a resident when I was in San Francisco. He was a resident of mine when I was a senior resident. He was a junior resident in San Francisco, so we've known each other. He's written a wonderful book out of the Canyon Ranch called 30 Days to a Better Brain, and he really has done a great, great job.
And obviously more information to cover because he's back again.
Absolutely. This is a different issue than we had him on before, and we're going to actually talk to him hopefully about this, but maybe I can hold him over and even talk to him about what he thinks about the Ebola virus and what he would have done and what he will do and what the country is doing about it, because he is this is his area of expertise.
All right, so how are we how are we handling that situation with the Ebola and the two or three people over here being tested? Is the CDC an adequate enough place for this to be done?
Well, what it is now is there are two people isolated for treatment in one of the great hospitals that has this isolation, Grady Memorial, which is part of Emory. And they have a set of isolation units. So there are four set up in the United States that have this capability. Another person who is suspected but not known if he has Ebola is in Mount Sinai in New York and isolated there. It is not as what you would call perfect an isolation unit as the one in that is at Emory, which is one of the four that is set up for this in the United States. They didn't reveal where the other three were, but you can guess one is in Washington, D.C., you can guess one is in Chicago, and one is in either San Francisco or L.A. And these are set up specifically so to handle the most rabid infectious disease. Now, Ebola is very infectious, but not very contagious. What do we mean by that? Infectious means if you get a nick and exchange bodily fluid with someone who has actively got the virus, it is a highly infectious disease, much greater risk of you getting it through changing bodily fluids than, for example, if you were changing bodily fluids with an HIV victim, or, if you will, someone who has HIV or the AIDS virus. On the other hand, it is not very contagious. So you've got to exchange bodily fluid. It doesn't exchange through the air. It doesn't transmit, at least currently, through non-bodily fluid exchange. So this place is a perfect place to handle it. And from a standpoint of isolating people, there is no better place than where they are. The second question you asked, Joe, is a very different one, is can we contain it and not have it affect the United States? And the real question is, can you stop travel of people who are victims of this, that is, of people who have it and don't know it, or who have it and want to do harm, or who have it and want to travel to the United States for treatment? Can you stop that travel? And that's what we don't think you can. That is, worldwide travel is such, it's got a 21-day incubation period. Many of the people who get it, for example, what do you do with the people who are caring for the people over in Nigeria and Sierra Leone and the Ivory Coast, etc.? What do you do with that group of people? Do you isolate them for 21 days, make sure they don't have a fever before you let them get on a plane or before you let them travel to other countries? Very tough to do when it's gotten to 2,000 people.
Yeah.
And it's over 2,000 people now, I think 900 deaths now. And so that's very tough to, and that's the why the World Health Organization has declared this an extreme emergency, and why the CDC has said it. Now, there's some really good news. This company that made the anti-serum to this in which is both San Diego and Toronto based, this anti-serum appeared to, at least in these two people, you can't tell, it's an anecdote, right?
Yeah,
it's an N of two. We only have two people, and you don't know whether they would have recovered because of better supportive care or whether this is what did it. But these two people got the anti-serum to it and seem to have be on the way to recovery and not be two victims, even though one of them looked like they were, both of them did not look like they could travel.
Yeah.
That's how sick they were over in Sierra Leone, and they didn't look like they were going to be able to get on the plane without being, if you will, in an ICU setting. Well, both of them got this before they got on the plane. Both of them seem to have a miraculous, if you will, well-being. The female nurse, it took two treatments of this, but she is doing much better too. And so this may be, we may have something that we can offer people here in the United States.
This looks like it's because of how many people have died and are affected by it. This is going to be a devil to contain, I hear.
Yeah, that's a, once you get that many people, you know, you get their relatives, you get there, and then people want to get out of the country who may have been exposed, etc. And so it's going to be very tough.
So this was an experimental drug that these two got, MZEP or something. How do you say it? Is it?
You're saying it as good as anyone I know could say it. So it is an experimental drug. It is a, if you will, a anti-serum. It specifically has targeted, it's a monoclonal antibody that's targeted to this virus. And it may have succeeded in stopping the problem, if you will. It's not clear when you look at why do people die with this. Well, they develop hemorrhagic complications, if you will, what we call the end result, and organs shut down, and the kidney shuts down, then the liver, and then you get bleeding and not ability to if you will, convey blood to useful areas, to key areas like your brain and your heart. But from what I can read, it is not clear why people die with this if they do get supportive care.
A medical expert I had on the show a couple of days ago said the circumstances with this are similar to the circumstances of people who got sick during Hurricane Katrina. Are there similarities?
You know, to me that's a little stretching.
Yeah.
In other words, it is, what do you do in supportive care?
Mm-hmm. Okay, more of the top news stories of the week coming up. Older adults' brain functions, listen to this, work better in the morning. And what makes us fat? Is it eating too much, or is it moving too little? Next, You the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Royson on Radio MD. Stay well. We'll
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Antioxidants. You've heard of them, but do you know what they're good for or where to get them? This is Sylvia Escott Stump of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Antioxidants. They destroy the free radicals that cause cellular damage. And eating foods that are rich in antioxidants may help prevent cancer and heart disease. These foods include red wine in addition to grape juice, whole grain pasta, eggs, seafood, and canned beans, brightly colored vegetables, carrots, squash, broccoli, all the peppers, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, and kale are other tasty sources. And for those of you with a sweet tooth, good news. Honey, brown sugar, and maple syrup, in addition to fruits like blueberries, cantaloupe, peaches, and strawberries, also contain significant levels of antioxidants. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Sylvia Escott Stump with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
I'm so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case,
my arm is fine.
Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and...
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And we're brought to you by Morning and Night Multivitamins and UBeauty.com. UDocs@gmail.com. UDocs@gmail.com is the email address. Our guest at 35 past the hour, Dr. Richard Carmona. He was the 17th Surgeon General of the United States, and he's the author of Canyon Ranch's 30 Days to a Better Brain, a groundbreaking program for improving your memory, concentration, mood, and overall. I need that book. And it's published by Simon & Schuster. But anyway, udocs@gmail.com. We are Dr. Mike spraying for mosquitoes around here in central New York like nobody's business. We had a horrendous year for mosquitoes, and just found a case of Triple E in the area, and West Nile virus has been pretty healthy, too. It's been a rough year for mosquitoes.
So the question is... is this, as you know, a lot of mosquito-borne diseases. West Nile is the one, but in southern Florida, they're getting dengue and a number of other what we would call hazardous diseases, so that we don't have good treatments for. And one of the things, obviously, that you worry about is, can mosquitoes transmit Ebola? That is because they suck blood and then go to another person and give it, and the answer is yes. So that's true, and it also is that a bat appears in natural habitat. So one of the things that with all infectious diseases that you want to do is keep mosquitoes out of the way. There was a really great project in the Dominican Republic, and I think it is also in Key West now, where they're planting what are called sterile male mosquitoes. So they put out a ton of male mosquitoes that have sex with the female mosquitoes but don't have any sperm. And so the mosquito population dies. It's been very successful in the Dominican Republic. I don't know how it's gone on Key West. It is one of those projects supported by the Gates Foundation in an effort to try and see if they could control the mosquito population. And from what I understood, it did work very well in the Dominican Republic. Do you know anything about that, Joe?
No,
have you had anyone on the show?
I've never heard anything about that. Local health departments here, because I talked to a lot of them on our morning show, because there have been sprays here pretty much all summer long, depending upon the weather. Usually they get a day off or two because of the rain, but just a big 22,000-acre spraying last night in one of the counties here. And the county health departments here will tell you that there's no way to eliminate Triple E. There's no way to do it. It'll never, ever be done. Is there hope for us to get some progress in that area?
Well, I think, the mosquitoes have done, the only way to treat these things, if you will, is to develop vaccines to them, it looks like, on widespread basis. And this year there is a dengue fever vaccine that is 50-60% effective. Now you say, well, 50-60% isn't 100%, and that's absolutely right. But if enough of us get the vaccine, what that means, and you're in a dengue area, then there's much less of a chance of it going from one person to another, because the mosquitoes aren't as likely to go from one person who is infected to one person who isn't infected if they're both protected or at least had the vaccine. So you want to get it up to the 70-80% range, but we aren't there yet. But at least this is the first time there has been a vaccine against dengue. And my guess is you're going to see it against West Nile and a bunch of other things, because getting rid of mosquitoes doesn't seem to be working effectively.
By the way, we
should say Gary Ginsberg's going to be with us. We should talk to him about what you need do to protect yourself. Gary Ginsberg comes in the second hour. I know some of the stations don't carry that. If your station doesn't carry it, you can go always, as you said, to iHeartRadio, or you can get it by Tuesday. Go to RadioMD.com. And you can get the archives of the show, or if you want to listen live, you can go to RadioMD.com and get that information. But we're going to have Gary Ginsberg talk about both that and my most important subject, because I think it's going to affect a lot more of us, is the algal blooms in the Great Lakes. And since the Great Lakes is America's largest source of fresh water, what we're going to do about this as time goes on, because we're going to need in 2023, the whole of the Southwest is going to need Great Lakes water. So we're going to have to see how we're going to do that.
Yeah, that's a problem we have here in central New York, algae in some of the lakes. We may not have LeBron James and Kevin Love, but we do have mosquitoes in Central New York.
That's well, our... Joe, you know you were invited for a game.
Oh, you know I'm coming this year.
So, you know, it's been hard to get people from Central New York to come to Cleveland. My friends haven't come here. I'll bet this year I do better.
Oh, do you think they can get to the finals anyway with that packed lineup? They're amazing now.
Well, we don't have Kevin Love yet, but it depends how soon they can get to work together. And I really like this coach. The coach may have something to do with it, too.
Mm-hmm. Udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs@gmail.com. Let's talk about the brain. Of course, we'll talk about the brain at 35 minutes after the hour with Dr. Richard Carmona. But what are you saying here? Older adults' brain functions work better in the morning? How so?
Well, this is a very interesting study where they looked at the memory speed and decision-making and quickness to respond to things. And in people over the age of 70, it was much better in the morning. That is, how much better? Well, it was almost like it was a different person. So now this only affected people who were in the process of not having perfect memories, if you will. That is, the people who were tested were... who really did change were those who had the early signs of, if you will, cognitive dysfunction. In the older adults who were tested in the afternoon showed signs of what they call idling, which means they were showing activations in a default mode, a set of regions in the brain that are activated when a person is resting or thinking about nothing in general. As opposed to in the morning, they did functional MRIs on these people who showed much better behavior in the morning. Functional MRIs show what part of the brain is lighting up. These same people who showed idling in the afternoon showed that they were in the attention control areas in the morning. So they actually used a different part of their brain in the morning versus the evening. So if you say you function better in the morning, you're absolutely right if you're older.
So what's the lesson learned from this?
The lesson learned is if you have to make serious decisions, if you're going to take a test such as a driver's test or one of the tests where you're required to remember things, take it in the morning.
So the brain gets tired, essentially, in the afternoon?
They don't know the mechanism, but that's right. Essentially, what happened is the brain stopped functioning as it did in the morning in the afternoon. So these were, and by the way, Joe, I looked back at the study just now. They aren't people who were that old. They were 60 to 82. So between 60 and 82, that's my age.
And me too. So we're in the same club on that issue there. News radio. Udocs@gmail.com. Youdocs@gmail.com. I'm thinking radio all the time. I love my radio station so much. It's always on my mind. Even more so in the afternoon than the morning.
Well, that's why morning show is good for you.
That's true. Okay, guest time, 35 past the hour. Dr. Richard Carmona. Former Surgeon General, author of the book Canyon Ranch's 30 Days to a Better Brain, a groundbreaking program for improving your memory, concentration, mood, and overall well-being. Dr. Richard Carmona, 35 after the hour. Usually on his manual radio show with Dr. Mike on Radio MD. Thanks for listening. Stay well.
Notice when you have a baby, everyone seems to give you advice. From your mother-in-law,
don't you know you can't take that baby out in the rain today? And where is her hat?
To your own parents,
you should take the baby outside every day, even in the rain.
To your friends,
you have got to get this diaper cream. It is so much better than the one you've been using.
When it comes to the important stuff, like immunizations and protecting my baby's health, I trust my baby's doctor. She really listens to my questions about shots, she gives me great information, and she works with me to make sure my baby gets protected. And that's something even my mother-in-law can agree with.
Honey, I totally support you getting the baby vaccinated, but really, shouldn't you put the baby's hat back on?
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Can you tell if the surfaces in this kitchen are crawling with bacteria that could cause chronic arthritis? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands frequently with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick, or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things, and it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Youdocs@gmail.com, youdocs @gmail.com for you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, and Dr. Mike Roizen. He'll be checking in a second here. I'm Joe Galuski. Thanks for listening. Dr. Richard Carmona, a former Surgeon General of the United States. His book is called Canyon Ranch's 30 Days to a Better Brain, a groundbreaking program for improving your memory, concentration, mood, and overall well-being. It's published by Atria Books. That's a division of Simon and Schuster. Doc, thanks for coming on, and thanks for coming on again for the second time. You've been on with us before. What are some of the biggest myths when it comes to brain health to begin with?
Well, first and foremost, thank you and Michael for having me on. Michael is an old friend, and I certainly followed his career, and he's done great things to improve the health of the nation with all of his work and the education he provides through your station. The book on 30 Days to Brain Health hopes to dispel some of the myths that when Michael and I were in medical school, pretty much the teaching was when you hit your middle age, there wasn't much more that you could do about the brain cells, where you learn the neurons. And there was a thought that there really wasn't much. Now we understand that there's a great deal you can do by stimulating the brain throughout life to increase or preserve cognitive ability, sometimes to offset some of the natural decline in cognitive ability. And it takes, you know, a whole host of things, challenging the mind with new ideas, thoughts, things you can do, good eating habits, decreasing stress. And the literature is continuing to come out to show us that those are all additive as it relates to preserving and enhancing cognitive ability.
All right, here he is, Dr. Mike Roizen. Mike?
So I should say to Richard Carmona, who was the 17th Surgeon General, that if I was going to pick the ideal vacation spot that my wife and I would go on, it would be, if I could take 30 days at Canaan Ranch, it would be absolutely wonderful. Because it is a absolutely superb place, and so if you want to learn more about that, you can go to canyonranch.com. And Rich lives there at the Tucson version of that much of the time. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. When I'm not on a plane like you, Mike, speaking or traveling or meeting elsewhere around the world.
And before we close, I'm going to make sure, since you're the one who got to set up these isolation areas after 9/11. We'll talk about that, but I don't want to talk about that yet. I want to talk about, to me, one of the biggest surprises about the brain since you and I were in medical school is that physical activity is important in enlarging or maintaining our memory functions.
That's absolutely right, Michael. As you know, when you and I were both at UCSF many years ago, the traditional teaching was that there really was no way to do it. You were destined to have cognitive decline and just accept it. We know now that by physical activity, that is walking, running, swimming, that it creates an environment where the neural networks are enriched in the brain. And so there is a link between physical activity as many other variables.
And the other thing that I think is so important in brain function that you bring out in this book, there are two other things. One is blocking or relieving or managing stress and food. So take one of those and then we'll take the other.
Okay, Mike, thanks. Well, certainly the stress one is very interesting, Michael, because as you know, the research that's evolving now relating to stress and age, stress and the brain being able to remodel itself, so-called neuroplasticity, the term in medicine that means the brain can renew itself. There are many variables that contribute to that. And we know that when you're stressed, the certain hormones, the catecholamines, the adrenaline-like hormones, steroids like cortisone are high. And a little bit of those is good for you, but a lot of those actually is deleterious to your health in general. And one of the things that we are just finding in the last couple of years in some of the research that Elizabeth Blackburn from UCSF got her Nobel Prize for were these things called telomeres, which are the caps on our chromosomes, which seem to get shorter and have a less of a life expectancy when we're stressed. And the telomere is now, people are looking at it as a surrogate for life expectancy. If your telomeres are healthy, it appears that you may be living longer. So we have direct and indirect information as to stress and how it affects our body. And then nutrition, of course, is a fuel that we put into our body. And as I'm often saying to people, you know, we know more about what kind of gas we put in our car, high test, low test, you know, high lead, all of that, than the fuel we put in our bodies. And some of those fuels are very pro-inflammatory and actually are a deterrent to good brain health. And others are in a chemical pathway that actually lowers your inflammatory potential, which helps to keep your neural networks healthy. So those are two very brief descriptions of both of the areas that you just asked me to comment on.
So I should say that in this book, 30 Days to a Better Brain, the area on stress, you talk about letting go. It's chapter 9, I think it is. Chapter 3, sorry.
Chapter
it is
three,
letting
okay.
go of stress, getting rid of the word stress, reframing, spend time with friends, get out of your way to relax, go outside, get creative, keep a journal, listen to music, ask for help, try something new, and find the love. So you've got a lot of techniques that you can use and talk about and give ways to do it. And probably no place more, though, than you give a whole bunch of suggestions in this on how to get rid of the toxic environment and how to change the food that people eat. If you're not eating at the, and this is a question that Audrey just sent in. That is, if you're not at the Canyon Ranch, how do you eat healthy?
Well, the first thing, Michael, as you know, is that we have to educate people as to what constitutes a healthy meal. You know, most of us who have busy lives, we graze rather than eat. Anything that's near us or around us, we grab to fill ourselves up. But basically, we want a balanced diet. We want to have the usual food groups, and we want to be cognizant of what protein is, what carbohydrates are, what fats are. And there's another myth that people tell me, always ask me, so I shouldn't have any fat. Well, obviously you need fat, but there are good fats and there are bad fats. You know, trans fats aren't really good for you. Processed foods are probably less healthy for you than if you could get organic, natural foods. And I'm happy to see that, the millennial generation especially is driving the growth of farmers markets now because they're rejecting processed foods that are on shelves for weeks that have lots of sodium and lots of corn fructose and monosodium glutamate and chemicals to preserve it. And none of those are really good for your health. So understanding what constitutes good, healthy food and a balanced diet, and then I think you can make those choices even if you're eating out. You look at the menu, and there are a lot more menus today that have caloric and nutritional information alongside your choices to help you make those good decisions.
Now, the other thing that you do actually, we talked a little bit about the vitamin D story that was in the news this week. And so you do have that. You already have that in the book. And the other thing that we talked about was that older brains do better in the morning. And so Joe, who brought you on, asked me why that was. And I said, I don't know, but that is what the data are. Do you know why it is?
I don't know that we have the answer, Michael. And you and I read the same literature, and I think your viewers know or your listeners know that you're one of the smartest people in this area of health and wellness and really have driven the field for many years. But there's a lot of thought theory. The circadian rhythm, how our hormones work on a 24-hour clock, and when is it that, when you're in the morning and you're waking up and the hormone levels start shifting from one of being asleep and at rest to one of being active, that could be one of the areas. And people comment on that, but I don't know that we have any definitive studies yet to specifically say it's one or the other.
We'll have to take a break and be back with Dr. Richard Carmona right after the break. He's the 17th Surgeon General of the United States. Read his book, Canyon Ranch's 30 Days to a Better Brain, a groundbreaking program for improving your memory, concentration, mood, and overall well-being. It is from Simon & Schuster, Dr. Richard Carmona. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in
and mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent. Brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Filets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Richard Carmona has written The Essential Must-Have Guide to Staying Sharp and Mentally Active from a former Surgeon General, which he is, and the experts at Canyon Ranch. The book is called Canyon Ranch's 30 Days to a Better Brain, a groundbreaking program for improving your memory, concentration, mood, and overall well-being from Simon & Schuster. Let's go back to Dr. Mike Royson.
Donna asks that temper and anger increase stress levels. Is there anything specific we can do about someone who has that, and will they have a decline in mental function faster because of that?
Well, it's a great question from her, Michael, and certainly there is a suggestion that any type of chronic stress, from anger or otherwise, whether it is because of the stress in your environment, family, workplace, makes no difference. The ultimate endpoint is the rise in those chemicals we spoke about that in the short term are actually not bad for you. I mean, a little stress is okay, but when anger and stress are chronic, it is clear that it has an effect on everything from your genome, that is the telomeres that cover your chromosomes, and actually information is now developing that it does affect longevity or can be a risk factor in decreasing longevity and deleterious to neuroplasticity or what we call the brain renewing itself and staying young throughout life. You know, one of the challenges, of course, Mike, is we realize we're doing so much more physically and people are exercising. And in 1900, people lived to 48 years old. Now we've almost doubled that a little over a century later. And one of the things that I noticed and you did and others in the field is that, you know, physically we're living longer, but we're outliving our brains. And hence the importance of this book to help people understand that some of the same things they do for physical health can enhance their brain health. so that the brain ages concomitantly with the physical body and you have your cognitive abilities throughout your life.
So the book is 30 Days to a Better Brain, Canyon Ranch's 30 Days to a Better Brain. The person we're talking to is 17th Surgeon General of the United States, Richard Carmona, who, of course, is one of those who is the one who talked a lot about the data on secondhand smoke, and he's the reason if you're enjoying a smoke-free bar or restaurant, thank Rich Carmona. One of the questions that Kristen is asking now is, my doc says since my grandparent had Alzheimer's disease, I should get tested for ApoE4. She says, I asked him what difference does it make, and he didn't have a response other than said, you know you're at risk for it and could do more things to help prevent it. What's the, should everyone get tested for ApoE4 who's got a parent with or a grandparent with Alzheimer's disease?
Well, it's a great question, Michael. And again, the new information that's rolling out from our understanding of the genome, which is essentially the blueprint of the human body, the software that makes us who we are, we're beginning to understand that. And embedded in the chromosomes are these things we call genes. The genes are actually our software packages that make basically program for new cells, for intelligence, for blood, and so on. And so when we're starting to isolate some of these genes and relate them to certain diseases, and the ApoE4 is one that seems to have a relationship with Alzheimer's. Now, because you have it, because that gene may be present, it doesn't mean that you're going to get the disease. And there are many people who have it and do fine. And there are people who don't have that genetic change, and yet they might develop Alzheimer's, which tells us there's many more factors that we haven't factored in yet. However, I think there's nothing wrong with getting it if you understand where the science is today. What we don't want people to do is get it and feel doomed, that there's nothing they can do and they're going to have premature cognitive loss and so on. Because, as you know, Alzheimer's is a very specific disease among many in the dementias. So the real answer is stay physically and mentally active throughout your life. And evidence is accumulating that if you have a predisposition to a dementia, that you may be able to at least slow it down or prevent it by staying actively engaged, learning new things throughout life, stimulating your brain so that your brain will continue to feed those neural networks and grow new neural networks, the wires that connect all the information in your brain by that continued stimulation. Because the brain in a lot of ways is like your biceps or your triceps. If you don't exercise, you lose muscle mass through life. If you become sedentary and you're not thinking every day and being challenged and learning new things, the brain also starts to shrink and you lose some of those neural networks, which atrophy. So whether or not you have the gene is probably less important than that you do stay physically and mentally and emotionally engaged throughout life. And if you do, you stand a better chance of offsetting some of those predisposed conditions.
Now, Rich, I can't resist asking you something about another subject, which is, since you were the one who set up these isolation labs after 9-1-1, or these isolation places where, for example, the two Ebola victims are from the United States are now, can you tell us a little bit about them and if this is a good thing to have someone testing this setup and a little more about it?
I sure will, Michael, I want to first, I don't want to take credit for this. I mean, I was involved, but one of our colleagues and friends, Julie Gerberding, at the time was at CDC, and Julie had a lot to do with this as well as the team of United States Public Health Service officers who have expertise in this area and work at CDC as well as some of the civilians. But the idea was that after 9/11 that we started looking at what are the potential threats to the nation, and the term we use now is all hazards. So those are man-made hazards as well as naturally occurring, earthquakes, tsunamis, so on around the world, and the man-made being terrorism, and terrorism being broken into weapons of mass destruction and conventional weapons, and the weapons of mass destruction are nuclear, biological, and chemical. And so when we look at biologicals, one of the things we said, well, what are the germs that we have to worry about? And if you go to the CDC website, you can see this information, and at cdc.gov, and we have select agents. And at the time, we identified eight germs, which some country who didn't like us could weaponize, meaning they could put those germs in some manner of delivery system and try and hurt us. So in order to stay ahead of any threats, we started developing contingencies to be able to prevent any of these actions by monitoring, surveillance systems, and so on, intelligence gathering. But should one occur, we needed to have a contingency to treat patients. Hence, the CDC partnered with a number of medical centers around the country to build these self-contained isolation ICU-type places where patients like the two that came from West Africa recently could be housed and secured and yet have no chance of spreading the infection while they were being treated. So, you know, the nation was prepared for this largely because of work that was done over a decade ago.
So I want to thank you for that work from all of us and also for a great book, Canyon Ranch's 30 Days to a Better Brain. Joe, we should mention that Rich also heads an institute that is a nonprofit that Canyon Ranch has formed, which takes this to underserved communities, canyonranchinstitute.org. Joe?
Dr. Richard Carmona, this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.